For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Saw Griffin Conine had a couple of knocks.
I saw that. Had double and a triple.
Five run ninth. It's a shame nobody saw it.
See, there you go. It was a nice story.
I'm sorry.
You got a whole bunch of guys, man, just trying to make it, trying to get to the big leagues and just
try,
have
they
some
are
success.
In the big leagues.
I mean, stay in the big leagues. They're getting this tryout, basically. They're
basically
a bunch of young
made
guys.
My point for me.
Why you got to crap on, why you got to crap on everybody's little party there, mister? You ever had that happen where you finally got up to a team and, no, you know what? You haven't, actually. Why'd I even bring that up here? You know what? So you just take a shot at all those guys that have been in the friggin' minor league system for 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years, and finally get called up and have a little bit of success, and you pull one of those nobody cares. Nobody cares. You just got to watch your son someday. He'll be in the minor league, and you'll be, oh, my God, yeah, okay. Oh, look at Dad. Dad's a little different now about the whole thing, huh? Hey, by the way, the Mike White is on the practice squad with the Buffalo Bills. That happened late last night, if you're just joining us. Practice squad. And people go, what's this mean? Well, listen, what do you think? Buffalo's not going to ask a few questions about Mike's different formations and rotation and different ways he likes to get guy 170, 180 targets? Of course he is. They're going to ask him. They're going to ask him all that stuff. Mike's a smart guy. Mike's a smart guy and decided to jump on that with the practice squad. And I don't know if the Dolphins were considering having Mike back on the practice squad here or not. I do know this. I believe they need a third guy. I know the drop-off in quarterback play from Tua to Skyler to Mike is huge, and I understand that. But you still have to have somebody that's played quarterback their whole life. You can't go around. This is not high school where the really good athlete, wide receiver, running back now jumps back there and takes over a quarterback in the shotgun. This is a little different situation here in the National Football League. So, final cuts made yesterday by 4 o'clock, even though some of them were coming in a little bit after that. Could change even more as start putting the practice squads together, and there could still be some little mini I call them mini trades. That's where you trade for a veteran player for a sixth or seventh round pick. We throw seventh round picks around. Everybody does. And so, by the way, though, a final count, 2 rookie free agents and 6 draft picks on the final 53 for the Miami Dolphins. So they ended up keeping 8 first-year players on the team. Boy, it's been a long time since we've said that. First time since we've had a draft class with this many picks, and also the old 2 rookie free agents on the team, again, which we've had a lot of. Cam Smith to the IR. I know I'm opening up a can of worms. Odell Beckham to PUP. Why do you laugh so much? Why do you got to smile and laugh so much
I'm
when I say
I'm not laughing. I don't care. It's whatever,
Odell Beckham,
man.
Mr. WR3, they call him. WR3, not
no,
for the first
don't.
4.
It's not that big a deal. You made it into a big deal the other day. You thought he's like, oh, he's the third wide receiver. He's going to make, you know, big impact. And it's fine, bro. They'll be fine without him.
Well,
hopefully.
I mean,
expectations were, look, man.
You know what I'd really like today?
Were not realistic.
I really like to hear the team come clean on that one. Now, I'm not taking away from the season.
Up?
No, I just want to, I'd love to
Who
hear somebody.
That?
I'd love to hear the general manager today to say, we thought he would be back. We knew that he had an injury. We thought he'd be back before the start of the season.
Well, I'm guessing that's not going to happen.
No,
Joe.
It's done. It's
I'm not guessing Chris
happen.
Is not going to come out and speak.
No, today. No, he's not going to do that. Chris is talking today, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's yeah.
Better.
So, anyway, he'll talk about the makeup of the roster and the quarterback and all that
Why
stuff.
Why don't you go out there and we'll fire that off that you. Question then?
Well, the injury thing's got to be asked, right? Isn't that a big one for
I agree,
for the media?
You should go. You should sit in that crowd with Omar and Perk and all those guys and just fire off that question.
I'm afraid if I did that, Chris wouldn't even show up. He all of a sudden wouldn't want to be there.
Not a fan of yours, huh?
Anyway, hey, listen. Interesting makeup of this team. I looked around and I did this last night. I said, is this team better than last year's team? And then I went one step, and probably some of you have done the same thing, one step even further. How many of you have looked and said, we're better at this position, not as good at this position, this, bat, pop, 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 across the board. There's one position that this team is not close to being as good as they were a year ago when the season started, and that's on the O-line. Not even close. Those five guys that they started with last year, Armstead, Wynn, Connor Williams, Rob Hunt, and Mr. Jackson at right tackle, that ended up being a really good. Now they got injured. They missed as many games as damn near anybody except the Jets. I mean, their guys were they missed a record amount of games for an offensive line. Outside of Austin Jackson, they had a whole bunch of guys from blown out knee to torn tricep to in and out of the lineup to Rob Hunt had a pulled hamstring and hurt it again. So those guys missed 30-something games between. They missed a lot of games. But to start the year, that starting five, as you look at it right now, Connor Williams is going to start at center, I believe, for Seattle. Wynn, I don't know when he's coming back. We have him under contract. Rob Hunt got the big contract to go to Carolina. And so we'll see. And Armstead's going to be, you know, we'll see how many games we can get from him at left tackle. So that's where you are. Now, listen, there are some positions we are a lot better at. And we are really good last year. And we've added more at running back with Wright now coming in, the rookie. The tight end position looks like it's going to be a really, really good and strong position. I was a little surprised that they kept the fourth tight end, Tanner Connor. That surprised me a little bit. This is third year. He did have some nice catches in one game. Then he got injured. Is that kind of the theme, by the way? A guy teases you on how good they are, and then they get injured. Does that seem to be kind of the theme on part of this Dolphin team this preseason? Like, oh, my guy's having a good game. Oh, he's limping. He's limping off the field. As a comma, oh, my God, he might go all the way to third receiver. He looks so good. And then I see him, and he's in a walking boot.
All you can do, I guess, is laugh at this point.
No, you have to.
It is so nauseating that this is the discussion.
Well, like, it really doesn't matter.
A week and a half before the season
No,
starts,
but it really doesn't matter. Injuries. All that really matters, you got to win games.
By the way, I don't know how guys got hurt in that training camp.
Well, a lot of guys.
I mean,
they had guys in and out.
Professional athletes, but it's not like they were. I thought it was, by the way, I thought it was interesting what Pete said the other day. Yesterday, you had Pete Prisco on, right? And he was talking about some of those other camps. The guys are running gassers and whatever. And that was kind of the question that I heard you asking guys when we were out there. They go, do the other teams, does it look like this when the other teams practice? And I was wondering that kind
so
of
those guys
as
said
well, right? I know Pete went
practices,
out to a few of the different camps.
All the practices were pretty much the same. There were two things. A lot of them do conditioning. We found out most of the camps do a little conditioning mm-hmm. after these practices. Mike decided that he believes they can get that conditioning by just going harder in the drills that they have. I don't know if that's the case or not, but that's what Mike said. And the other interesting one is how much everybody played their starters in preseason. Kansas City leads the charge.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? The
yeah,
team that's
Mahomes
dominated.
And Kelsey are out there playing, yes.
Those guys are out there and they're playing.
Yes.
Behind the back and, you know, guys getting taking hits and stuff. And he's old school. Andy Reid.
Well, not the smartest thing in the world, to be honest, but. But that's one of those.
You can say whatever you want.
You play the result, you know. But if
I'm playing the result for 5 years,
yeah. If Kelsey, who's got his back to the defense, you know, catches that ball and they take out his knee, I think we're having a different discussion.
I know, but it didn't happen, Woody.
I know.
It didn't happen.
You play the result.
You know, you're great at, like, if something would happen, you'd be ripping.
Well, wouldn't you?
Andy Reid. Well, so far, everything Andy Reid does. By the way.
I'm saying, like, Kelsey went down on that play because he's, you know, got blindsided.
It didn't happen.
I realize it didn't happen.
So
why are the Dolphins guys who didn't play?
They got a lot of guys.
Went through soft practices for the most part.
Guess what? 49ers going through the same thing. They had to cancel a practice because they didn't have enough guys healthy to play. So it's going on in some of different places. So the other thing is I got to bring up today. With all the roster stuff, all these articles that are going to come out and all these topics for TV about who's under the most pressure, and every day they pick a different quarterback and head coach. Let me just say this. Every coach but Andy Reid and every quarterback but Patrick Mahomes is under pressure this year. Think about that. That you could put all their names up. Shanahan, my God, you haven't won it. You've been so close, but, you know, until you win it, you know.
That's been the big theme of the offseason, the pressure thing, right?
Everybody's big on the pressure. Who's got the most pressure? And their name, they had Sala.
So
Robert Sala's name was on. I think he got he got it yesterday.
I watched this thing on ESPN yesterday with Stephen A. and Orlovsky and Shannon Sharp, and they did the how many elite quarterbacks are there? Right,
oh,
kind of piggybacking
God.
Off the pressure
thing. I thought that was
all
off season, yeah.
I know, so they did the how many elite quarterbacks, and they're screaming at each other because Orlovsky put like 10 guys in there. Right, and they, you know, Shannon goes, well, you know, you can still be friends with these guys and not put them in, you know, the elite category. So he took a shot at him because he's friends with, I guess he's friends with some of the quarterbacks.
Well, he's good friends with the quarterback that was in Detroit that's now in.
Matt Stafford, yeah.
Matt Stafford.
He put him in there.
Yeah, of course. He puts him
so
in top of the
So his argument was, and I actually kind of liked his argument. His argument was that if you win because of that quarterback, that makes them elite. Which is like, it's fair. Right? And I don't, you know, there are probably about 10 guys that you could say that about. The whole elite thing, it's like basically it is Patrick Mahomes and then the rest.
But as far as pressure goes, outside of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
I think Patrick Mahomes has tons of pressure on him. You don't think so?
No!
Guy's out there trying to make history, man.
That kind of pressure? Pressure.
Yeah,
hey, let's be a pig and get another one pressured. They all think we're going to be partying too much and hanging out with our rich girlfriends over in Rhode Island.
This pressure thing is nonsense, but apparently the Jets are like the number one with pressure and all that stuff, man. They were really
guys
going in on
the
Jets.
Guys get new contracts.
Yesterday. Jeff
coaches.
Darlington was the only one who seemed like a sane person yesterday when they were talking about the Jets being the – you know, the team to dethrone the Chiefs.
Oh, man. All right.
The Jets thing is going to be really fun to watch this season, by the way.
Yes, I agree. By the way, I totally agree. Because they stroked them.
Goes.
Greeny stroked them so hard, I thought maybe they're going to give him a job yesterday.
He's got one waiting for him, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. When he gets off work and goes to the Jets, they must have an office for him right next to the head coach. Hey, right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning. ED and low T, and man, if you're going through it, fellas, don't worry about it. You know, I was surprised to find out when I went in with my ED and low T, why we're speaking about it, I had it. And to find out, like, hey, Joe, no. Guys in their 40s come in here. And I went, no, come on, you're just trying to make me feel better. And they go, no, 40s, 50s, going through it, low T and ED both. And coming in, Same problems. Tired all the time, no energy, not sleeping well, seem to be stressed out, and no sex drive at all. Causing a lot of problems in the old relationship too, you know? So, boy, I'll tell you what, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I just had such a great experience. And like you right now, I didn't want to go. I did not want to go. But I know one thing, I wanted to get rid of low T and ED. And I had such great results that I tell everybody, I even say it in front of women now, I'll go, no, listen, man, this is unbelievable. This Atlantic Men's Clinic program that they put you on, it worked 6 months ago. 6 months ago, and I was like, how's this going to work? What am I going through? It just kind of hit me, man. My wife's making excuses for me. Oh, don't worry, we can go out Saturday. Oh, don't worry about the other problem you have. We can be good friends. Hey, listen, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. You get it all, man. You really do. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. I'm talking about great results, folks. I really am. If you're going through it, nobody needs to know, but set up that first appointment. Their staff is really good at what they do. Explain everything to you so you understand. More importantly, we'll get rid of it. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today if you're going through this. 877-455-7300. That's 877-455-7300. Or just visit AtlanticMensClinic.com and get more information. They got a program for you that's perfect. They'll give you great success. And really, just as you get into your fourth quarter of life, or even if you're in the third quarter right now, just get more out of life with your energy and your sex drive back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, before we get back to it here, I want to let everyone know that our training camp updates and coverage are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future, Joe.
Woody, thank you. As we got it done, man. Whew. For all you people that watched during the day or were checking in from time to time, waiting for 4 o'clock and see what the final cuts, those are always the most interesting ones, to see what was going to happen and who was going on IR and who was going on the PUP and who got waived and who got waived injured and all the other things that happened to get down to the 53-man roster that you had to be under by 4 o'clock yesterday. And there were some surprise. By the way, a nice one. Andrew Meyer, the backup center, I guess now, officially. Blade Center did a good job, actually graded out pretty well as a rookie free agent. And one of two rookie free agents to make the team. The guy with the coolest name, Storm Duck. I mean, that's friggin'. Storm Duck got off to a great start. Remember they ran a couple of takeoffs against him, back-to-back plays, and he had great coverage. Well, they end up keeping Storm Duck. He ends up.
They're going to get creative with that, by the way. Start selling some stuff.
I think he's got to do something first.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know about that. But like last year when we went to the Dolphin game,
Storm Duck.
They had we got a couple of stuffed penguins with the Waddle jersey on them.
By the way,
they
kids
sold those
love
at the
that.
Game. Oh,
by
the
way,
loved them.
See, kids can't do the Tyreek Hill flip. But they can do that little waddle thing that Jalen does.
They
By
love
the way,
that.
He does it for kids. You see, he's been really good about that stuff. He does it. And those kids love that stuff.
They
you get
do.
That video, yep. And it's like, and even our owner's doing. I see him stand up now after, you know.
But do they start, like, right next to those penguins, do they start selling, like, you know, ducks wearing, like, raincoats or
yeah,
something?
I don't know. I'm guessing if he has a couple of... couple of interceptions or something.
Or, call the marketing department. Get on that quick, man.
Storm Duck. You cannot make that up.
It's a cool name.
Storm Duck. Damn, that's a great name. Six draft picks all made the team. I was a little surprised, honestly, about my Golden Bear, Patrick McMorris, the safety, fifth corner, ends up making the team. And it was kind of quiet after that first game. Had the really good first preseason game and then limped off the field and didn't play in the last one. So, but he made it. They put him on. I was a little surprised they went with four tight ends. I thought it'd be three again. And then the cuts, Nick Needham. I'm guessing if Nick Needham doesn't get picked up by somebody, we'll be back on the practice squad. Eric Ezekwon is an interesting one because they've been raving about his potential and the talent, and God, did you see what he did when he was out there? That kind of came out of nowhere, and he's fighting some kind of foot problem for sure. And so for them to not put him on, I thought he was going to be on the roster and give him a little time to rest and then bring him back, but they let him go, and Neville Gallimore, who had a fully guaranteed contract. He played okay. But the thing that I thought he was a slam dunk, when you got a contract just a little bit under $2 million and it's fully guaranteed, I thought he was in, right? Because they got to pay it, fully guaranteed. Like, no matter where he is, Dolphins are going to be paying that guy $1.79 million. Not, by the way, you break that down, Woody. How about $100,000 a game check to – because they don't pay it during the year. It's just during the week that you play and break it down. So a lot of money for him. I'm guessing he'll still try to play, keep going in football. There's a shortage. I do have questions, though. How good is our defensive line? Minus the two guys, Calais Campbell and Zach Sealer, who have been really, really good for a long time. Can Benito Jones stay healthy? So far in camp, he hasn't been able to. Can he get into regular games and stay healthy? And then after that, are we good enough with what you kept from last year's team? Are you good enough on the D-line to just looks different, man? Christian Wilkins not there. Makes a big difference. I understand. Listen, I'm not bringing that up. I'm just saying Do you have enough to be as good as they were against the run last year? The pass rushers, once your two horses get back and at 100% at some point this season, and then you've added a lot of guys, the rookies probably Chop's probably going to play a lot of football here early in the season, which, by the way, is great. First round pick, man, I like it. He's going to getting in there and getting ready for Jacksonville. So, but the biggest question I have is how good is the offensive line? I know Tua made the comment about, I'm not worried about it, I got a quick release, and people took it a zillion different ways on what he said. But those guys, we'll see how they play. We'll see. We're still trying to figure out who's going to play and who's going to start at center. And again, your center's been banged up for a while. He's been out. So hopefully the injury bug doesn't hit this team any more than it has to, but do they go out and try to find somebody else? Does the D-line try to find somebody else? And honestly, do they try to find another wide receiver to help them and give them a little bit more depth besides the four guys that they have, Washington and Braxton being the third and fourth guys to go with Waddle and Tyreek Hill? Gonna be interesting the next couple days. It's not done, man. It's not over, folks. And I know Mike White did sign on the practice squad with the Buffalo Bills, right? He's looking to get work, and I don't know if he'll be, you know, how they'll use him. I don't know if he's gonna have a chance to be the second guy once he learns the offense and stuff. But Mike jumped on it pretty quickly while everybody's trying to figure out what they're doing. And there were a lot of quarterbacks that have played some football. I'm not saying they're good. Obviously, if they got cut, they weren't that good out there. But a lot of interesting stuff. And then Cleveland's got to make a decision. Could you see them getting rid of Jameis Winston? Don't you keep Jameis Winston just because of the experience? He had that 1 year with Tampa Bay. Remember that year he had 30 touchdowns? The problem was he had 30 interceptions with it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not a huge Jameis Winston fan.
Well, I can tell.
He gives those speeches and whatever, you know, fire up the team. But Cleveland's got a bad quarterback situation, though. You know, they owe the Massage King a lot of money, so.
Well, he's not going anywhere.
No. That's all guaranteed, right? That whole thing.
They are. Yeah. They're going to live and die with him unless he's injured. Again.
Keep dying, I guess.
But that one. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff. Of course, the other story is the Canes and Gators this Saturday. And listen, man, I'm not afraid to tell you this. I don't predict because I have no idea what they're going to look like. But they got a talented friggin' team. The Miami Hurricanes, Woody, you saw it. They have a really talented team. They have a big, strong team physically. And they've got some guys, especially this group that they added to come in and play. I almost called them free agents, Woody. I almost went, instead of transfer portal, this group of free agents that they brought in have been really productive in different programs around the country. And Jason Taylor, it starts with JT because he got to figure out how to play them all, keep them fresh, and let them tee off like a track meet and see if they can stop the run and get after that quarterback. But, boy, I am looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a close game. Maybe some of you don't. Maybe some of you believe it's going to be 41-17. But we're going to have Adam Beasley join us from Pro Football Network. And Alex Dono, Locked On Canes and Locked On the ACC podcast, will join us, and we'll talk to him. He's going to be up there at the game as well and working here at WQAM. We got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Still got to get off to a good start, man, Dolphin fans. That's right. Two games in 4 days, Sunday and, bam, Thursday. Both at Hard Rock. Both really good teams. Both Jacksonville's got a good team. I don't think anybody'd argue with that. And Buffalo, until further notice, is still the team to beat in the AFC East. Tell you another really good team, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Boy, the partners of Cohen and Judah. Boy, I'll tell you what. Yeah, the injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish when you walk through the door, more than 30 years of experience each. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough to call you back. How about that? Think about that. Big enough to go to trial and take care of it and win you big, big money, and yet small enough to just call you back when you have a call. Listen, they understand everybody's case. No matter what amount of money could be involved, they treat everybody the same. It says a lot. No wonder they're good friends of mine. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach. They always get on the phone with you, answer all your questions of what you're going through, injuries caused by negligence of others. Just go to CohenandJudah.com, and remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. There's no handoffs when you talk about Cohen and Judah. Trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or anything else you're going through right now, even if you're with another law firm and not real happy about the way you're being treated, like all of a sudden your case is not very important, I know who it's important to, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, I love this from yesterday. I saw this on Twitter here. LeBron was doing his one of his many shows that he does, and he's talking about his son being on the team, which I think is a really cool story going into this this NBA season. Here's a little snippet. I'll just play this for you.
Have you thought through, not relationship, because you'll always be his dad, he'll always be his son, but what's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
No, he can't. We already laid that down. He cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the private facility and the gates close, I could be dad again. Okay. In the car if we ride together. Okay. At home, I could be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Brian.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if he wants to. It's up to him. I mean, it's up to him. But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long. Yeah. It's not like I've been calling, hey son. Yeah. Like, yeah, so yeah, it's yeah. easy for me. It's gonna be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court and he'd be like, Dad, push the ball up, Dad, I'm open, Dad, come on. Like, no, you cannot do that.
That is different.
That is such a cool story, man. I know that he probably should be in the NBA.
You can't call your dad by LeBron. You got to call him something else, right? Some nickname or something.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff there. All right, Joe, from the NBA to the WNBA, Angel Reese has announced a new weekly podcast. It'll be called Unapologetically Angel.
Oh, God. Okay.
If this does anything for you here, but that'll be...
She's a hell of a player. Podcast been really good, but yeah.
Podcast service near you. This, by the way, probably a good time for you to plug the thing you're doing with Bo. We're talking about podcasts.
Out the Pasture podcast.
My dad asked me about that one the other day, man.
Yeah.
You're targeting, been great, man. You're targeting been that audience, right?
Yeah. Hitting the older crowd. Doing a lot of hell stuff with our guest. Yeah, it was good.
I like that.
Yeah,
Out to Pasture podcast, right?
Out to Pasture podcast.
All right. We had the numbers come out here for week zero, the FSU-Georgia Tech game, and they were pretty good here, Joe. You know, they called it the Aer Lingus Classic. That's the airline, I guess, in Ireland or something.
Okay.
Aer Lingus.
okay.
Sounds fun. 5 million viewers, the most watched week zero game since 2019. 40% from last year's Navy Notre Dame week zero game in Ireland. So
I just think this weekend with those 4 or 5 games they have, Woody, I just think people are really excited to have their college football back.
I think we're excited to have football back.
Or football in general here. Yeah, probably.
You talk about numbers. I wonder what a week from tomorrow night, Chiefs and Ravens.
God, that's a week
good
away.
Lord.
Wow.
That game is going to do monster numbers,
yes.
I would think. Right? They get Taylor Swift out there, too, to really put the icing on.
There you go. Cake. You're the first one to mention her. I figured.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can't have Travis Kelce without her, right?
I guess. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to more than seeing her. I'm really looking forward to watching Mahomes and Lamar. Oh, yeah. That should be fun.
That'll be a hell of a game. That is a week from tomorrow, 8 days away. Get those fantasy lineups set here, man.
Not going to be surprised if Baltimore wins that game.
No, I actually think they might. I think the Chiefs might get off to a slow start, and then people will doubt them, and then they'll go win the Super Bowl. It's usually how these things work. By the way, a week from Sunday, we'll get our first full slate of games here. And that, of course, means the NFL Red Zone. Scott Hansen giving us a little teaser here. He said that the late afternoon window, if you're a Red Zone watcher like myself, you know the late afternoon window is sometimes not the juiciest, right? Sometimes you just get the one big CBS game or the one big Fox game, and there's like maybe one other or something.
Yeah.
He said that the afternoon window will have at least 3 games every week this year.
Huh.
Which is cool.
What do you
like that? It's good for Red Zone viewership.
When you got a really bad game, but you have a key player playing for you, that for fantasy, I'm talking fantasy, you keep watching that game? Or will you watch that game just for the one guy, even if it's a bad, bad game?
Well, so I don't buy the Sunday ticket. I don't know how many people out there are buying that. It's quite expensive. It's like running almost $400. For the season, and that's if you want full out-of-market games. Now, Red Zone, you can get it as a standalone thing. They have this NFL Plus package, which I want to say is $15 a month, and you get NFL Network and you get Red Zone, but like as an app, like as a standalone thing.
Gotcha.
So I will watch the Dolphins games, but I will also have Red Zone on like the the iPad or on another screen of some kind, but if the Dolphins aren't playing, I'll go full Red Zone.
All right.
Red Zone's awesome, man. You got to give it a shot.
I watch it.
It is
watch
awesome.
When I can.
Scott Hansen. This
I got to tell you, though, I know this sounds – I'd much rather, after a while, if it's a really good game, I'd rather just watch a really good game. If it's two really good teams at the top,
but
I
they
just
usually focus on those, man. They don't miss.
They're giving,
don't miss,
you know,
stuff.
They get you everything. They get, hey, we're coming back. You know, they get you all the plays and touchdowns and big plays. And
I like knowing what's going on in the league. I think that it's just kind of a cool way to watch games. He did say many of the weeks you're gonna have four or five games in the late window, so that's cool. Usually you get a lot of those games in the 1 o'clock window.
Did I
and it's
see
slow, but
so the first week they have a game on Thursday, Friday. They go to Brazil, right, for the Friday game, mm-hmm. the Eagles. Then they have a bunch of games on Sunday and Monday. Got four different days of games in the first week.
Yeah, so the Thursday game is the Chiefs and Ravens. It's at 8:20 on Thursday, then 8:15 on Friday, Eagles and Packers, and then you get into the 1 o'clockers.
One and fours.
There's four 4 o'clock games.
Sunday night,
and
got one.
Sunday night, Lions and Rams, and then, you know, it's on Monday night, man. Got to get the Jets in there, right?
Oh, that's right. Jets and 49ers.
God, I hope the Jets lose by 100.
I think Aaron Rodgers is mad because he said coming out he was upset that he didn't get picked by the 49ers, and he's probably still got that grudge after like 20 years.
I would think he does.
Love to put it on the 49ers, who are still trying to get their tackle back and wide receiver back.
His family lives out there, right? That part of the country?
A couple hours away.
Does he see them? I thought they made everything okay now, no?
I think he gave the father. Father came to watch him play golf at Tahoe,
mm-hmm.
and his dad came over.
He talked it out?
No, just gave him a hug and said, Aaron Rodgers said he told his dad he loved him, and that was it. He said, that's a good start. And a guy took off. Okay.
Rodgers is a really weird dude.
You think?
All right, finally here. We hit on this yesterday. Nobody won the lottery, Joe. The Mega Millions jackpot climbed to $627 million after no big winner in Tuesday's drawing. The
winning
numbers,
I got to get in. Damn it.
Do you like any of these numbers, by the way? 16, 18, 21, 54, and 65.
No, those aren't my numbers.
And the Mega Ball was 5.
Shoot. Now.
So, there you go, man. This thing continues to climb, so.
Oh, man.
Get your lottery tickets. Mega Millions drawings are held on Tuesdays and Fridays. Tickets cost $2. Odds of winning are still 1 in 303 million.
So,
there you go.
If you don't play, you can't win.
We got better odds of winning our contest that we're doing here. You want me to, can I plug that
one?
Yeah,
go ahead, sure.
We got the Stars and Strings Country Concert coming back to Hard Rock Live November 14th. Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more to enter. Text the word acoustic to Tuffy, ACOUSTIC, to 20357. And you can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. And message and data rates may apply. And maybe Joe will set you up at one of those fine restaurants.
Why do you keep
over there
saying
at Hard
that?
Rock.
They just want to go to the concert, and you keep trying.
I don't think they do. I think you make a night out of it if you're going to Hard Rock.
You should.
You hit the sports book. Maybe you see Monroe. And you go get dinner.
Monroe County ain't hanging out in that sports book at night.
I think Monroe lives over there.
No, he doesn't. I was over there. I didn't see him.
You didn't look hard enough.
I know that good-looking son of a gun. I know what he looks like.
We got Monroe back for countdown to kickoff. Though.
Good.
That's all that matters.
Good, so man.
We will be reunited on Saturday. Looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, we've got Adam Beasley going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit from Pro Football Network about the Dolphins, the makeup of this team. We'll get his take as year two, man. It's a good team. How good is it? We'll find out what Adam Beasley has to say about that. That's coming up next. But first, want to take a moment this morning to let you know some good news and bad news. Listen, getting injured playing a team or individual sport just stinks. It's the worst. But the good news is we got Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, right here in our backyard. Baptist Health South Florida, man, taking care of a lot of professional teams, college teams, high schools, doing it all. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, and Dade County High School Sports. Taking care of all of those teams. When you have an injury, they've seen it all. Not only great team doctors that travel and are with us and go to games on Friday night, high school games, giving back to the community, but also some of the top specialists for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement doctor. That's become a big one, and so is the Achilles. And they've hired great doctors, and more than one. I mean, they've got some really, really good doctors for every part of the body that know how to get you healthy as quickly as possible. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida for you. And these doctors work in Dade and Broward County, so you know. I want to let you know this, though. It's Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock, right next to the practice facility. Baptist Health is there, and of course, 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. The pineapple just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible, playing the sports you love the most.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.